All right, a blockbuster trade happening in real time here in the last 15 minutes. Pretty wild. And it just so happens that we are already scheduled to talk to a good friend of this show. The one and the only George Carl joins us, our Fan Nuggets analyst presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Coach, welcome back to the show. It had been a couple months that we talked to you. And right now, right before our eyes, you know, James Harden went and got himself traded, you know, with enough of the stomping of the feet. It went down. Brooklyn's acquiring the Brooklyn Nets. Yes, the Brooklyn Nets are acquiring James Harden in a three-way deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Looks like Caris LeVert and Dante Exum and four first-round picks are going to the Rockets. Jarrett Allen is then being dealt to the Cavs, and it sounds like there's an additional deal. I know I'm throwing a lot out there, that Victor Oladipo is a part of a deal that's going to wind up in Houston, believe it or not. A wild, wild set of circumstances that is unfolding right now. Do you have any thought on it, Coach, before we hit you with some Denver Nuggets questions?
My first thought is Steve Nash is running into a beehive.
Yeah.
I have no idea how you're going to coach those three guys with one basketball. But yeah, they have a lot of talent. I don't know. I don't like how they played this year. Brooklyn, I thought, was going to be better. I love Kevin Durant. I think Kevin Durant, when he is healthy, is the second or third best player in the NBA. I thought last night he played really, really well against the Nuggets.
Yep.
And he showed like he's getting stronger and more accustomed. And you know, anytime you come back off of serious injuries, it takes time to feel comfortable. And I think every week I see him getting more and more comfortable. And I love him as a player. I thought the only guy other than now Giannis, the only guy that's ever really challenged LeBron as the best player in basketball, it's probably been Durant. But I don't know how you add three ball-dominant basketball players that like to shoot the ball 20 to 25 times a game. It's going to be a mystery, and Steve Nash is going to have to solve it. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not a fan. I don't think it's going to work.
I'm with you. I'm not a fan of, me basketball. And when you look at James Harden, and that's kind of what he, you know, selfish. It's going to be hard to go and, you know, win consistently. We'll see how it works out. Coach, looking at the Nuggets, a little bit of a slow start, heated up here late, didn't play great last night. What do you make of them through, you know, their first 11 games?
Well, I'm disappointed somewhat, except I think the fans got to understand that the bubble and now the start of this season has a lot of chaos to it, a lot of confusion to it. I think it actually has a lot of confusion from a fan standpoint. You know, we don't know what the roster is going to be because of COVID, load management, you know, the travel scenarios of now when you go on the road, instead of it being kind of a release, now we're going to be in, in isolation. I think it's just a strange mental year for the game of basketball. You know, and then the home court, even though we're playing on our home court, the home court really doesn't exist like the fans in the building make it exist.
Right.
So I don't think you want to overreact. But I think you have a right to be disappointed. And my disappointment, probably more so than anything, is, you know, that their defense is kind of chaotic right now. Their offense is not in flow yet, in rhythm. I don't know why that's happening, because of Porter Jr. being out some. Jamal missed a couple games. Gary Harris missed last night. So there's not a continuity yet in this team, and it shows. And then their defense has gotten worse, and they give up a lot of points. They give up a lot of easy baskets. They don't protect the rim very well. So I think they got to figure out some things, I guess is the best way to phrase it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the slow start, it flies in the face of the level of play that Nikola Jokic is playing at. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find another player in the league that's had a better 11-game start to the season where he's, you know, averaging nearly 25 points a game. He's averaging, you know, top five in the league in rebounding, 11 rebounds a game. He's averaging top five in the league in assists. I mean, he's playing out of his mind, and it's hard to reconcile, like, how can he be playing this well and this dominant, maybe the best basketball of his career, and the Nuggets have lost more games than they've won?
No question. I mean, he's a top two or three player right now in production. And what's really hurting, I know Coach Malone's got a feel, is you can't take him off the court. I mean, they play such ordinary basketball when he is off the court. And their bench is kind of in chaos. They have not defined their personality yet. I think the trades they made in the summertime, or the trades that they were forced to make because of Grant going to Detroit, Plumlee going to Detroit, they take a very veteran-oriented bench with a lot of talent. Now they don't have as much talent, and they don't have any veterans coming off the bench. And I think that's going to take time. I mean, that's not something that happens overnight. So I don't know what their schedule. I haven't studied their schedule, but I hope they don't have a tough part of their schedule, because I think they got to find themselves a little bit. And you usually do that by winning some games and then maybe beating a really good team at home. And then maybe go out on the road and get a little bit of a flow and rhythm out on the road. But right now, they don't have a lot of flow. They don't have a lot of continuity. And I'm going to say it. I know this doesn't sound good, but there's a lot of me basketball going on this team. Mm. And, you know, they're not sharing the ball like they did last year.
Wow.
Except for Jokic.
Yeah, yeah. It has been a disappointing start. There's no doubt about it. Coach, I'm really looking forward to continuing to check in with you throughout the season. I'm pumped to have you, you know, writing here with us on the website. And I'm just excited to work with you again. So thank you so much for dropping by. And hopefully the next time we talk, there's a better tone around this conversation.
Well, again, I think it's really early. You know, usually we always said it took 20 to 25 games before you got a rhythm. But because of the circumstances over the last 12 to 15 months, it might be close to 30 or 40 games before teams find their personality and find their rhythm.
Mm. All right.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, Coach, thank you so much for coming by. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, guys. Have a good day, man.
All right. There he goes, the one and the only.